54 times this and the other program stopped and thwarted terrorist attacks both here and in Europe. 14 federal judges have said, yes, this comports with the Constitution.
All right, that's Congressman Mike Rogers leading the way, Republican from Michigan. Upset, obviously, fired up about the NSA. Many of you are fired up about the NSA, but for a completely different reason in some cases than Mike Rogers. Here's what the scoop is. The NSA and their data diving, the massive amounts of information that they've gathered on you and me and I guess everybody in between, there was an amendment that was up for grabs. In other words, something that would have struck down some of the power of the NSA, to go after phone records, would have cut some of that. But the House narrowly, thanks in part to congressmen like Mike Rogers, they narrowly decided to go in the direction where they kept things in place. So for all the rhetoric and the conversation about, ooh, wow, is this an overreach? I can't believe it, this wide net and the amount of information that they're calling the bulk collecting, it's still going on, and it's still going to continue to go on. The vote was 217 to 205. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is where we begin. What do you think, America? How do you feel about the data dumping? Do you think, as Mike Rogers says, listen, I know that this was stopped. I know that this helps us as a nation war terrorism. And he said, you know, have 12 years gone by and our memories fade so badly we forgot what happened on September 11th. So this is the showdown vote that marked the first chance for anybody to take a stand on the secret surveillance program since Ed Snowden leaked all the information and hightailed it to Russia. Well, Hong Kong, then Russia. And it's been an unbelievable burr in the side of General Keith Alexander, who runs the NSA, and says that already the program's been hurt because of the leaked information. Congresswoman short-term Michelle Bachmann, Republican from Minnesota, said, let us not deal in false narratives. Let's deal in facts that will keep America safe. And she argued that it was vital in combating terrorism. On the other side of things, Republican-wise, Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican from Wisconsin, a senior member of the Judicial Committee who helped write the Patriot Act, insisted that the time has come to stop the collection of phone records that goes far beyond what he envisioned. He helped write the Patriot Act. Do you agree with Sensenbrenner or the others who voted a different way? I mean, you got the balance of civil liberties against national security. And then the implementation of the NSA programs. And who do you trust? Who do you trust? The government or yourself in seeing it cut? So far, it stays intact. So far, it's not going anywhere. Because you've had a lot of people saying they were shocked on the Hill by the scope of the two programs, one to collect records of hundreds of millions of calls, and the other allowing the NSA to sweep up internet usage data from around the world that goes through nine major providers. So even the White House was scrambling for the words. The transparent White House, they issued a late-night statement, which they never do. They do that because they missed all of the news holes, and said that the change would hastily dismantle one of the intelligence community's counterterrorism tools. That's all they said. And the programs that we supposedly know about, 50 terror plots across 20 countries, 10 to 12 directed at the U.S., including a plot to hit the New York Stock Exchange in 2009. So it is a great fair or foul question. Great fair or foul question. Do you take that leap of faith or not? Think of the Constitution, I got to say. You think of the Constitution. And is this just too far? Is it a valuable tool or nonsense? Is it just a way to keep track of everybody? I mean, they're not reading your emails. I believe that. They're not listening to your calls without a warrant, without a FISA warrant. So, in one way, I get it. In one way, I'm a little bit leaning toward, okay, sure. That's the problem. This is an issue that's not completely black or white. It's really not. You know, how is the NSA tracking down terrorists? That's what I want to know. I want to know more specifics on that. If they've already dumped all this information, then tell us how it works or give us a little bit of insight into it, and maybe everybody will get off the backs of the NSA. But just taking someone's word for it, I'm going to say this is not such a transparent organization. This White House is not that kind of White House, so I would be a little bit leery of it. Hey, you might be one of these people that have a red nose right now, your eyes are watering, and you're dealing with those pesky allergies. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk to Dr. Ed. But before we do that, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, you got a few before we hit up against it. What's up?
I've been on a mini vacation.
Yay! Mini vacation.
Close to your neck of the woods. I went to Oklahoma.
Woohoo! Oklahoma's good.
Yeah, I've been watching the news. I got back home. And I see Detroit's went bankrupt. Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, Detroit. Unfortunately, what a big Motown isn't what it used to be. It's sad. The population has dropped off from what it was,
yeah. And
it's manufacturing. It's the auto industry.
Yeah. You know, we got $1.3 billion. They want you to Egypt. $800 million want you to Pakistan. Why can't they give that to Detroit to help them out?
Well, exactly, Rick. You and I are playing on the same team on this one. Why do we give so much foreign aid, but then we have our own cities going bankrupt? We have problems in other areas that we could fix when we complain about, ooh, look at the massive debt. What are we going to have to do? We're going to have to raise taxes. They're always reaching into our pockets. How about not giving away our taxpayer dollars? How about really thinking before we actually decide to fund what's happening in Egypt? Music means, my brother, that we got to step aside, because coming up, if people like Rick or you, myself, I know every once in a while this happens to me, you get those allergies, there's a few things you can do to help get rid of the red nose, the runny eyes. I mean, everyone I see looks like that. I'm not kidding. Dr. Ed on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually, you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Do you know anyone who has problems with allergies? Do you have problems with allergies? Even my dog, Mahalo, is suffering this season. And I guess statistically, and I didn't realize it was this high, but more than 32 million Americans actually have that phenomenon known as the ugly, itchy eyes, the red, runny nose. I've seen this on so many of my friends. A lot of people are complaining about this. So in the wings is Dr. Ed Amadrid. He is awesome. Just call him Dr. Ed. Everybody knows him by that. And he's got something up his sleeve that might help you if you have not been getting the relief. You know, you hear about all these ways you can get relief and by taking this pill over the counter, by doing this, by doing that, and then you don't get the, you're not getting the relief that you need. There are other alternatives to surviving the sneezing season. There are some natural ways, really, that you can even, you know, that you can even do this. And Dr. Ed knows all about them. He is the founder of the Integrative Health Studio in New York City and Chicago. You've seen him all over the tube. He needs no explanation. Hey, Dr. Ed, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be on the show. Thanks.
All right, so before, maybe, I don't know, a couple of decades ago, if you were pushing alternative medicine, oh, yeah, that alternative medicine, now more people are starting to get this. That has, just to start this off, that has to make you feel pretty good that people really get that you can do other things like use green tea and peppermint tea and other ways to treat symptoms or to treat, you know, allergy. Does that make you feel good?
Yep, you're absolutely right. It does. You know, there are great over-the-counter medications, but they only take care of the symptoms and only temporarily, and many of them come with side effects, you know, like a lot of dryness and headache and drowsiness. And people are looking for ways to kind of take care of the symptoms without those side effects.
Yeah. And you, I didn't mention this, but this part of your resume, too. You're the campus director and a professor at Pacific College of Oriental Medicine, so you really know your stuff. There's no question about that anyway. When you first started to, when was it that you first started to trip on this and see how well it worked, some of the alternatives?
Well, let's see. I've been involved in Asian medicine for about 25 years. I became an acupuncturist about 10 years ago and really started embracing, especially herbal medicine, and started to see, just kind of looking at the world in a different way kind of raised with regular Western medicine, and then kind of looking at what are the alternatives? What else? There's got to be stuff out there that is not going to have such a detrimental impact on the body. And so natural medicine actually was the answer. And many of these have been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. Of all the things that you can do, what, you know, if you gave us a list, if you were giving me a list, what would be a couple of quick hits that you would tell me to do,
all
things
right,
I can
so
do?
The first thing that the listeners have to understand is during this time, you got to make sure that your immune system is working, you know, optimally. And that means making sure you get enough sleep, making sure that you're eating right, and then supplements, specific supplements like vitamin A and vitamin C are going to be good for your immunity.
Oh, vitamin A and vitamin C. And we're seeing this, too, and you probably noticed this, that there is such a lack of a mineral deficiency out there. Do you find that people aren't hip to take in some of the things they could take that would make them already?
I do, unfortunately. I mean, that would be a whole nother show. But a lot of the food that we eat, you know, is denatured or basically stripped of a lot of the vitamins and nutrients that our bodies need. And it's either in the preparation, pasteurization, or the cooking that actually destroys these things. And then we're forced to supplement.
Yeah, yeah. So that vitamin A and C, something great to remember. How about you get into the teas? How is it that, I mentioned this already, like green tea, peppermint tea, chamomile tea, there are others. How is it that relieves you?
All right. So green tea is one of the most powerful antioxidant teas out there. So that goes back to boosting your immune system. But chamomile is a great herb to not only soothe the nervous system, but also to kind of soothe the passages from any kind of inflammation. When you feel that kind of itchy, kind of achy feeling, chamomile is great. Ginger tea is great for the stomach, but it also has antihistamine properties. And peppermint tea is just really great and soothing. I mean, just imagine eating like a peppermint candy, and you feel that nice coolness on your throat, in your nasal passages. Peppermint tea can do that.
Okay, so obviously a really good thing to do. Okay, the other thing is, you know, as we dive deeper into this and you look at supplements, you look at that kind of stuff, I mean, you look at teas, what about herbs? What are some of the things that, you know, other things that we can take in that direction?
All right, so here you go. I'm saving the best for last here. There are two herbs. Number one, the first one is chrysanthemum flowers. Now, they are part of the same family as chamomile, so they look like, almost like daisies, either white or yellowish. And when you make the tea also has a very, you know, a kind of a subtle taste to it, but it's sweet. And what I use chamomile tea for is if you prepare it, cool it down, and then soak a hand cloth, put it on your eyes, and it will take away the itchiness and redness of allergy season. It's great for the eyes. So it's not, you know, you don't have to put it as eyedroppers. You just have to kind of soak and put a compress, and the inflammation will be reduced. Now, here's the best one. There is an herb called stinging nettle. And don't let the name, you know, fool you or scare you. It's actually one of the strongest antihistamine herbs out there. And it does the same thing as all the over-the-counter medications, but without the side effects. And the way that you prepare it, if you go to a health food store, they usually have a couple of items that are about allergies. Every one of those pills, capsules, teas will have stinging nettles in it. So you can either get it in a prepared form, like in capsules or in extract, or you can actually order the herb itself. And if you have a tea ball or some type of gauze, you can make your own tea. And then just having the tea every day will help to get rid of all of these symptoms without the side effects.
All right, so it's stinging nettles tea, is that right? Do I have that right?
Stinging nettle, yep, with an N.
Wow, that is a very strange name. I'm glad that you said don't let it scare you. Is it true what they're predicting, that this could be a really long season this year when it comes to allergies?
And a lot of that has to do with the weather. So, you know, let's go back to the beginning of the season, back to March and April, especially in March, where you see areas that should be still a little bit cold, they start getting unseasonably warm all of a sudden, and then they get cold again. When it gets warm, plants start to bloom, trees start to bloom a little too early, so it extends the allergy season even longer. And now with the heat that's coming up, what we're suffering from now from the seasonal allergies is more mold. Everything's already bloomed. You know, in the springtime, it's about pollen, grass, trees, flowers, and now everything's pretty much bloomed. So what we've got now, because of all the dampness and all the heat, is mold. And people, there are a lot of people that are sensitive to mold, and they have the same type of reaction.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's you. Do you have, Dr. Ed, do you have problems with allergies or no?
Luckily, no.
Yeah, because you have the solution, so of course you don't have problems with it.
Well, and the thing is that,
why.
You know, and you know, like I drink green tea every day, so my immune system is in good shape. You know, and right away I'll start to recognize when I have these symptoms coming on. You know, a lot of people will kind of quietly suffer through it before doing anything about it.
Mm.
Like, I'll give you another tip. A lot of my patients come to me in the beginning of the season for acupuncture, and acupuncture has actually been shown to reduce all those symptoms by reducing inflammation and boosting up the immune system. So they come in for a couple of treatments in March, and they're usually able to get through the season, you know, without any other treatment.
Yeah, wow, that's the thing to do, to nip it right at the beginning. And acupuncture, I mean, this is in your wheelhouse. Acupuncture is great for lots of different things, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the funny thing is a lot of people don't realize, you know, a lot of people are realizing that acupuncture is great for pain, and a lot of physicians are prescribing acupuncture. But when you talk about something like allergies or stomach aches, people are like, what? And so it's actually really effective. And a lot of, you can go onto WebMD.com, and a lot of physician sites are now recommending acupuncture for their patients that don't want to take medication or that either might have too strong side effects or are sensitive to the medication.
Yeah. Dr. Ed, you're great. You just gave us a book on what we can do. Get that green tea going, folks, for sure. Get some acupuncture, too. Dr. Ed, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you want to throw in on the NSA program, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. In fact, we're going to go to the mailbag in a couple of minutes, and many of you had thoughts in that direction. It's not a surprise. It's been a big buzz in the backyard. As I've mentioned before, many of us were aware of what was happening, but perhaps not the depth of it. And there's the question of civil liberties and Constitution and, yeah, some important stuff like that. And where are we headed? Where is the line? Carl in Spokane, Washington on 1230 AM. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Oh, not too much. I'm just sitting here working and listening to y'all. So how are you, Kate?
I'm good, Carl. Thanks for the call. What do you make of all this NSA stuff now with the House rejecting the effort?
Well, anyway, the new world order got a big walk on this. They're just getting more powerful, and our leaders are taking their marching orders from the Rothschilds and all that stuff, and from the new world government. And I also want to touch on the fact that, we should vote every member of the Congress and Senate from both sides of the aisle that has had 30-plus years in office, vote them out. And I would like to go down to 24 if we could. We need to clean out our Congress and Senate.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Carl, but here's the thing. For some reason,
they won't.
The people that have the power, the money, they have the lock on these offices, and it's ridiculous because they're too long in the tooth. And if you have 30 years to get things done and you haven't moved anything, you haven't moved the needle in any positive direction, and you've had that spot, then you're not doing your job.
Correct.
Yeah, you're not doing your job. It's like Harry Reid when he was running. Remember Sharon Engel, who came so close to knocking him off, and he was in tears in his eyes. And I have so many.
Yeah.
I have so much more I want to do. Really? Well, then why didn't you do it for the past 30 years?
Yeah. Before I left Vegas for here to move here, I was about 5 days after that vote. I voted against Harry. About 5 days after that vote, I moved to Spokane.
Good for you.
However, I'm only one vote, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying, Carl. Yeah, absolutely, and I agree. Thanks for the call. Again, he's terrific, terrific caller. Because you can tell he cares. You know, this is what we're saying. You got to be involved, and there is power. You know, there is power to the people. I always say this, and it's not just some trite throwaway line. It's true. The more people that get involved, the more people that complain, the more people that are on top of it, the more chances that you might have a chance to, you know, dump the old and perhaps get something better in place of who's representing you now. And there are just too many people that are there and have been there forever and die in office. And hey, if they were doing a fantastic job, that's one thing. Think of all the jobs that any of you out there have had. I can tell you some of the jobs that I've had. And trust me, there's just no way I'd be in those jobs. I wouldn't have lasted in those jobs if I performed the way some of the people that, you know, we vote in perform. Sadly, that's the truth of it. All right, plenty of you had thoughts like Carl. So without further ado, quickly, let's run to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Will in Vermont. Boy, the Vermont people are big emailers. Will says, NSA, baloney hooey. It's just a smokescreen, Kate. It's ridiculous. I'm so tired of it because I always feel as though we're so, you know, unrepresented that how do we ever get a fair shake? How do we get that person who really has some strong ideas but just doesn't have a fistful of dollars to get themselves in a position where they can get elected? How do we get those people back in office? Where is the true passion? You know, as somebody who's gone to Washington every year, talked to lots of different people, there are a few people on the Hill that we wouldn't throw under the bus, but the problem is, really, they are in the minority. And I think part of the problem is, I've talked to a couple of different people about this, couple of different congressfolks about this. Part of the problem is they skedaddle from Washington so fast. There's no relationship like what it used to be. So there, you're in sometimes late or early Tuesday, you're out by late Thursday, you're not taking votes, you're here, you're there, and there's no, even if you're on opposite sides, so you have Republican, Democrat, completely opposite, on many of the things they're voting on, why can't they get together and as colleagues at least and break bread once in a while? Some do, but not like the way they used to, and it's because people don't live in Washington. So they represent and they don't spend enough time there with their families. I mean, really digging in the way people who were Congress people or senators did. They're not doing that as much unless they live close. You know, if you're in Maryland, well, yeah, sure, you're there a lot. 855-266-5283. And we're kind of going through the machinations of the House voted to pass the overall defense bill, by the way, 315-109. But the amendment was a sticking point and was a tough, tough vote. Joseph is listening to us in Redondo, California. Hey, Joseph, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell my story quickly of how after I was illegally arrested, which I won't go into that for the sake of time, after I was all these weird things started happening. I started my phone was tapped. I was being listened to in my home. I was being tracked in my car. I was being followed by these random people who were doing all this harassing stuff to me. Like one person would come randomly and say something to me. Then a mile down the road on a walk with my daughter, someone else would come say the same thing. You know, I didn't know anything about any of this that was going on. I've never talked about taps on the phone in my life, you know, this got so bad, you know, helicopters were swooping in on me when I pull out of my house and stop at the stoplight. You know, everywhere I go, there was some kind of tracking of me. They're trying to drive me crazy. I felt like they were trying to drive me crazy. And if someone was weak-minded, they could have basically driven that person to do whatever they wanted them to do. And, cause they have access to so much. They control everything. And I felt also like they were trying to get a psychological profile on me or something like that.
Joseph, let me stop you. Why would that happen? If that was going on, why do you think that was happening to you? Why would they target you?
Right. Good question. Because I am defenseless, I'm lower income, I have put videos of poems I put on YouTube, and they got 5,000 views very quickly.
Right.
I got a partnership with YouTube when I was in jail. People gravitated to me, and I had this positive effect on people because I'm just a thoroughly good, you know, morally aware person, and I'm also half Lebanese, you know, and which, you know, that would come into play. It took me I was asking myself, why are they doing this to me for that entire year and a half? Why? I kept wondering why. And then I realized this is what these people do. They harass people. It's all the nature of evil. You know, it's so complex, or it's complex, but people who are aware, as Alex Jones would put it, which I'm a new listener to his show, 3 weeks. Like I said, I didn't know anything about this stuff. And, you know, because these people, they think they're in power, like they have this power, and they think like,
So you're putting stuff out there like anti-government or whatever, or your free thoughts or blah, blah, blah. And that's what perhaps is the reason why. So, okay, so we're going to squeeze this guy because he's got poetry or things that he's putting out on YouTube that we don't like.
Yeah, I have a really strong faith in Jesus Christ. That's my religion. I respect every person in all walks of life and whatever religion they have, but that's just me.
You know, Joseph, here's the thing, Joseph, you know, if all this stuff is really happening to you, and maybe it's because of things that you put out, you know, when somebody puts out things, we've had people call, and I think it's true, where, well, geez, I'm trashing the IRS, and so they're coming after us. That's when you lawyer up. That's what you do. All right, stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter's Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Turn here in this hour of America tonight. I invite you all to throw in, no matter what your opinion is, hey, it's welcome here, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jerry in Montreal. Hello, Jerry.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. You know, I got a story. You know, when I moved up here, when you moved from the U.S. to Canada, the moving company that takes you over the border is a Canadian company. So what happens is the American company takes you out. Actually, what they should do is the American company should tell you to call a Canadian company, but they don't do that. They take you out of your house, put your stuff in storage, and then the Canadian company comes down. Well, in my case, they gave me an estimate of, let's say, $7,800. It doubled, $14,000.
Oh.
They never unpacked me, never did anything. And there's a federal agency which oversees it, and they told me, they said to me, go sue them. So I said, how am I going to sue them? I don't have the money. I'm only on Social Security. So I contacted my congressman, and my congressman's reaction was, sue them then. I said, I don't have the money. So they said, too bad.
Oh, man.
The way they reacted.
Oh.
And still, 2 years later, they didn't unpack me. They damaged stuff, and they lost stuff.
Oh.
So this is what I'm going through. Hell.
Yeah, that is hell. Oh.
And I don't even know what to do about it.
Well, you know what? There, you'd have to get somebody to take a case on a contingency if you have a lot of evidence where they know that, the, especially with the company.
The trouble is you have to find an attorney in Virginia, where I'm from, and that's hard to do when you're not in Virginia.
Right, right. Well, and that's when you gotta, I think you start searching. You do a search. You know, I mean, even if you just go and plop up the title of what you're looking for and kind of surf around, because that's what you should do, because somebody could take it on a contingency,
yeah,
and they could win. I mean, if you had a decent enough lawyer, they would take it, and they're out there. You just have to find them.
Yeah.
Just find them. Just try to, don't give up. Just kind of Google around, and even if you call, like, the Better Business Bureau, or you look up legal, you know, you just pop in lawyers, Virginia, and the area where you're from, you'll be surprised what you would find, Jerry. You should go for that, because if somebody will take it, then it's no sweat off your brow, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thanks, sweetie.
Yeah, you're welcome. There's a lot of lawyers that will do that. Absolutely. I know somebody that just had that happen with a homeowners thing, and it, you know, it's crazy. If you've got a ton of dough, Ray, me, of course, you can tie people up in court all day long, but if you don't, and you're plopping money in hourly rates, even if the rate is lower, I mean, it'll just cripple you with no guarantee on the outcome or the payout, too. I mean, that's the other thing, because they can drag that further on the other side. But if you have the right kind of evidence, business-wise, we're talking about, then it's worth it. It's worth taking that time. Okay, here we are at the end, as I said, and there were a couple of things that we didn't really get to, huge stories. As I say, we mentioned them in earlier hours. One of them was this awful train crash in Spain. And, I mean, awful. It really just looked like somebody, it was a Hollywood movie set, and somebody threw the trains, and they made them bigger. You know how they do that? Through the miracle of animation and other things they use. So it looked terrible. And it is terrible, because they think speed is what ended up killing these people in this train wreck. And the numbers up to like 70 people dead and so many others who are injured. There were some people that kind of witnessed the train going around the side, and it looked like it was flying off the tracks, is what they're saying. There's no official word on what the cause was, just that the train crash was horrific. I mean, as I described it, it's mangled wreck. It's odd, because many of you listening, or maybe not, but some of the areas certainly where America Tonight's on, you might take a train. You know, it's one of those things, you know, I don't think about it when I get on. I don't know. I've ridden a lot of trains. I grew up around trains. Seems like always in my backyard there's a train not far away, so I can sleep through trains. But I don't think of the things that now have happened. You start to add up some of these accidents. So what are we going to see here? Hurling around a curve, and this was in northwestern Spain, where the area, people were going there for a religious festival from all over the world. It's very, very popular, Santiago de Compostela. And a lot of people from the United States, who knows if any U.S. passengers were on the train, a lot of people from the United States will go there, people from other places in Europe and, you know, whatever. But the people, when they heard the bang, ran out to the train, good for the people in the town nearby, because they ran out there with water and blankets and tried to help them. The train literally broke in half. Pieces were on top, pieces were on the bottom, and it was a mess. I mean, it was a mess. In fact, I saw someone on, it was probably CNN, it was a woman from Florida. As I said, Americans go there. And she was on vacation in Spain and said she never saw anything like that. And that they had just been on the train. Never. And I would say the same thing. It doesn't look real. That's how awful it was. So whatever that speed was, I'd be curious to find out what the speed of that train was, because it looks to me like this would have to be pretty fast. Something happened here, whatever it is, and that could be exactly what it is, where the speed took it right off the tracks. All right, on the lighter side, and I know you don't care about this, right? Somebody, it's funny, somebody even wrote me a note. Al wrote me a note and said, Kate, I'm so glad you're not talking about the royal family so much. And then we have Izzy, who says she loves it. She can't get enough of it. Well, they finally named their child George Alexander Lewis. So the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge now don't have to worry about the name game. What's his name? What are you going to name him? They don't have to answer those questions as they walk outside and people are, you know, people from the media are screaming that out at them. And what's interesting is that he'll always be announced as His Royal Highness Prince George of Cambridge. The little prince. Here comes the little prince. I mean, that's it. You know, they get it. You come out, you show the baby, you talk to the press, you move on. And some of these bookmakers probably made some bucks over the whole naming thing because people went wild with that. I mean, they just went crazy over it. They, you know, out of their way to lay down bets. Almost like it was, what do we have in this country? The big lotto we just had? 161 million Powerball. Almost like it was a Powerball kind of thing there. So, anyway, that was a big deal. That certainly caused some buzz, even here in the United States, for, you know, whatever reason that is. A sarcastic, I guess, or caustic about it, but who cares? You know, who cares? He's a kid. And then finally this, because you all know that I'm a big sports fan, and the most shocking thing is, now you almost need a law degree to do sports, is finally Bill Belichick, the Patriots coach, said something about Aaron Hernandez being arrested on a murder charge. And he said that he was personally hurt and disappointed by the case. He said that he and other members of the organization were shocked and can't believe what they learned. And this happened a couple of weeks ago, a month ago now, I guess. He was arrested, Aaron Hernandez, who was an NFL star, for the murder of Odin Lloyd, his friend, back in June. So now there's other things also cropping up that he might have been involved in other murders. But this is a guy who is making millions playing football, showed up all the time, was like the perfect football player as far as the coach would be concerned because he broke down tape, was there all the time. They didn't have a lot of problems with him. And then here he had this other life and there had kind of a crazy background, I guess, that they ignored. Maybe they ignored some of the red flags.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.